China's pneumonia spike sparks concerns in Japan. China is wrestling with a spike in respiratory illness among children, promoting concerns of potential transmission in the region.
The ongoing pneumonia epidemic has led to hospitals being overwhelmed with patients and the suspension of classes in schools among megacities such as Beijing, Shanghai, Xiamen, and Northeast China provinces. On December 2, the Chinese Communist Party's National Health Commission held a press conference, during which Dr. Wang Dian, the director of the National Influenza Center of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, said regarding the respiratory illnesses outbreak in China that ventilation and disinfection should be increased in crowded public places, and disinfection and cleaning of frequently touched public facilities should be more frequent. She also said that gatherings of people in public places should be reduced, and that people should wear masks at airports, stations, public transportation, farmers' markets, and other places. The Japanese embassy in Beijing released a notice on November 30 to Japanese residents in China, a population of 100,000, advising them to take preventive measures against the respiratory illness and promptly seek medical attention in case children face severe symptoms such as high fever. A Japanese school in Beijing, to which the Japanese ambassador belongs, has seen infected patients, and the number is increasing. As of November 29, the school's 4 elementary classes and 1 junior class have been closed. China's health ministry asserted that Mycoplasma pneumonia caused the current outbreak among children. Etsuro Hamada, a professor at Tokyo Medical University, recommended the public pay close attention and take precautions against the infectious disease sweeping through China. That kind of contagious respiratory disease, he said, is transmitted by droplets, so approaches against COVID-19 are also applicable. For example, precautions of washing hands regularly, disinfecting with alcohol, and wearing masks. Mr. Hamada told Japanese media NHK on November 29 that Mycoplasma pneumonia is a rare cause of severe illness and is unlikely to cause a pandemic. In contrast, the current infection cases in China display resistance to antimicrobials. Echoing Mr. Hamada's view, Professor Horimesa of the Graduate School of Infection Control at Juntendo University said treatment for patients with Mycoplasma pneumonia can usually be effective within 3 or 4 days, while the situation is different in China. Such drug-resistant pneumonia is not yet prevalent in Japan, he said. Regardless of the spike in serious respiratory infections, the CCP has eased restrictions on international travel. On November 24, China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced that from December 1 this year to November 30, 2024, it would grant visa-free access for 15 days to holders of ordinary passports from 6 countries including France, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, and Malaysia. Reactions from Japanese citizens. The surge in more serious respiratory cases has stoked some fear over the disease affecting Chinese rippling across the East China Sea to Japan. Some Japanese citizens like Ms. Sato, a housewife, raised questions on the source of the new wave of infection surge in China. Lies and cover-ups are the norm for the CCP. Is this another wave of Wuhan pneumonia? Mr. Yamada, the owner of an izakaya bar in Osaka, expressed concern that the virus sweeping through China may enter Japan via tour groups. He said he did not expect to see a repeat of the COVID-related disaster. The epidemic has been fluctuating for a few years, and the economy is just getting better, so if it comes back again, we won't be able to handle it. Japanese resident Ms. Ida told the publication on November 30 that large numbers of Chinese tourists are hanging around Japan every day. She knows on tourist sites, about 8 or 9 tours in the morning and 3 or 5 tours in the evening, as well as many other Chinese individuals are present. She said the CCP's relaxed travel restrictions during the outbreak would be responsible for the virus spreading to other parts of the world, as happened previously. Due to the CCP's cover-up of the outbreak in Wuhan in December 2019, and the absence of restrictions on international travel, the COVID-19 virus spread across the globe, leading to millions of fatalities and numerous infections. Starting on November 28, Japan's Nagasaki International University began inoculating teachers and students against influenza and COVID-19, which is expected to take 3 days to vaccinate 600 people. The university was one of the first to establish PCR testing and vaccination for COVID-19 at the beginning of the pandemic, which started in central China's Wuhan in December 2019. Japan's Fukuoka Prefecture issued its first warning of the season on November 30, indicating that 8,206 people had been infected with influenza and COVID-19 during the week of November 20 to 26, a 1.5-fold increase from the previous week. Meanwhile, Japanese citizens have expressed their hopes that the Japanese government will take the appropriate measures this time without being swayed by the CCP into implementing overly aggressive anti-epidemic mandates that could endanger public health and squander national resources. Mr. Yinu, who works for the Japan Transportation Association of Inoue, said the impact of Chinese childhood pneumonia on Japan is worrying. Preferring to be cited by his surname, Mr. Yinu told the Epoch Times on November 30 that he hoped the Japanese government would calmly analyze the situation and be careful not to overreact to whatever happens in China. He believes that the previous response from authorities to the epidemic 3 years ago has caused immense tragedies in Japan, including all citizens being mandated to take experimental vaccines, abuse of state funds for medical purposes, high mortality rates, and business disruption of numerous small and medium-sized enterprises.